前书。
Look to First Thessalonians.
我们请翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第四章。
Turn to First Thessalonians chapter four.
啊，对不起，《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章第四节哈。
First Thessalonians chapter two verse four.
第四节。啊，但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人的喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。第五节，因为我们从来没有用谄媚的话，这是你们所知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。第六节，我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。好，我们刚谈到说啊，我们的侍奉必须要被神所验中。
And we have just talked about our service needs to be looked upon by the Lord.
所以侍奉的关键不在你啊。
And so the important factor in service is not on you.
能服侍神不是说我喜欢、我高兴、我拿时间出来。
And in serving the Lord is not just because we're willing to do it or we're willing to spend the time.
我只要肯做，你就应该要很高兴了。
And if I'm willing to do it, you should be very happy.
但是在这里告诉我们说，我们想要服侍，必须要先经过审查。
But here it tells us, before we can serve, we need to be examined first.
要被神检查通过才可以服侍。
We need to be approved by God before we can go on to serve.
被神验中才能得到托付。
And we need to be examined by the Lord before we can be of service.
我们今天来到这里啊。
And we come here today.
我相信我们的心中都有一颗服侍神的火热的心。
And we all have the heart to serve.
因为我们感觉到说主耶稣很爱我们。
Because we feel that the Lord Jesus loves us.
所以在我们的能力以内，我们希望能够做一点，为主做一点什么来回报他的爱。
And so within our abilities, we want to repay the Lord's love.
但是既然要服侍，就要服侍的有价值。
And if we want to serve, our service needs to be of value.
既然要付出，就希望你的付出对教会真正有帮助。
And if you're willing to exert your efforts, then you need to, it needs to be beneficial to the
church. 所以这样的服事必须要通过神的检验，对教会才有帮助啊。
And so this kind of service needs to be approved by God before it will be beneficial.
我们如果不谨慎，
if we're not careful,
有时候侍奉越多，对教会造成的伤害越大。
And sometimes, the more we serve, the more we will hurt the church.
我们如果不小心，
and if we're not careful,
我们有时候参与越多，把教会的事务做得越复杂。
And the more we participate, the more complicated things will become.
所以有时候教会的问题不在于，不是因为没有人要侍奉。
And sometimes the problem within the church is not that there's no one there to serve.
而是侍奉的人没有被神所验中。
But the problem could be that the people who serve are not approved by God.
所以我们今天希望侍奉有价值。
And so today we wish our service to be of value.
能够被神所托付。
And so that we could be entrusted by God.
我们就要被神验中才可以啊。
So we need to be first approved by God.
怎么样被神所验中呢？
And how do we become approved by
God? 在这里告诉我们说，第一，我们所作所为不是要讨人的喜欢。
And the first is that the things that we do is not to seek the favor of man.
我们来看一下约翰福音啊。
Let's turn to the book of John.
我们看约翰福音的第二十，约翰福音的第二十一章哦。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音的二十一章。
John chapter 21.
第十五节。
Chapter 21 verse 15.
约翰福音的第二十一章的第十五节。
John chapter 21 verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。十六节。
16.
耶稣又第二次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。十七。
17.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对主说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。好，这个是我们所熟悉的一段记载啊。
These are the verses that we are familiar with.
这个是耶稣最后给彼得的托付。
And this is the last commission of the Lord Jesus.
他将他的羊托付给彼得去照顾。
And he has entrusted his sheep to Peter to take care of.
但是呢，在主耶稣托付 他的羊群他的教会给彼得以前
But before the Lord Jesus entrusted his sheep and his church to Peter
啊，他问彼得两件事情啊
He asked Peter two things
他第一句话说彼得你爱我比这些更深吗
And the first is that he asked Peter do you love me more than these
啊，什么是这些
What are these
啊，这些就是很多的鱼啊
And these are the many fish.
啊，这些就是早餐呐、啊，有饼有鱼可以吃啊。
And these are the breakfast that was served.
那、啊、这些就是他的渔船，他的渔网啊。
And these are his fishing boat and his fishing net.
啊，他赚钱养生的方法、啊。
And the ways that he earns his living.
啊，主耶稣今天问彼得啊。
And today the Lord Jesus asked Peter.
你看到这么多的好处。
When you see all these benefits.
你看到有这么多可以卖钱的鱼。
And you can see all these fish that could bring you wealth.
你看到可以让你吃的。饱足的食物
and you see the food that can fill you.
你看到可以让你赚钱的工具
and you see the tools that could bring you money.
但是彼得啊你能够爱我比这些更深吗
Peter, can you love me more than these?
今天信仰上要能够得到托付啊
And today if we want to have entrust our faith
我们必须要先爱耶稣过于这一些啊
We need to first love the Lord Jesus more than these
那什么是这些
And what are these
可能是你的时间
It could be your time
可能是你平常自己的休息
It could be the time you take to rest
甚至要用到你自己的金钱
Or maybe even your money
你为了教会的圣工你为了神国的发展你能够放下来吗
And for the holy work of the church for the progress of the holy kingdom can you give these up
有舍得才有交托
And only when you sacrifice can you entrust.
你要愿意付出，主才愿意把羊群交给你啊。
And only when you're willing to offer will the Lord give you his sheep.
哦，所以第一呀，你能够爱耶稣胜过这一些吗
？So first, can you love the Lord Jesus more than these?
啊，第二，耶稣三次问彼得哦。
And secondly, the Lord Jesus asked Peter three times.
啊，所以耶稣问彼得说：“彼得，彼得啊，你爱我吗
？”The Lord Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?"
啊，三次彼得都说：“主啊，你知道我是爱你的啊。
”And three times Peter said to the Lord, "You know I love you."
哦，所以啊，耶稣对彼得。说那我就把我的羊群托付给你啦。
And so the Lord Jesus said, I will give you my sheep.
那在这里呀、啊，教导我们要蒙托付的第二个关键。
And the second factor here that tells us in order to receive the Lord's sheep.
主耶稣从来没有问彼得，彼得，彼得啊，你爱不爱那个羊啊
？The Lord Jesus never asked, Do you love these sheep?
啊，主耶稣没有问他。
The Lord Jesus did not ask him this.
主耶稣说：“彼得，你爱我吗
？”The Lord Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?"
这个是我们今天侍奉的一个很重要的观，很重要的观念啊。
And today, this is an important attitude in our service.
因为主耶稣没有问彼得啊，这个羊你爱不爱？爱的话，你就好好照顾它。
And the Lord Jesus didn't ask Peter, "Do you love the sheep? If you do, then take care of him."
因为主耶稣知道有的羊是不可爱的。
Because the Lord Jesus knows some of the sheep are not lovable.
有的羊啊，长得丑丑的。
And some of the sheep are not look very attractive.
有的羊啊，脾气很古怪啊。
And some of the sheep have bad temper.
啊，所以啊，那个彼得啊，爱不下去啊，用棍子把他打死比较快啊。
And so Peter may not be able to love them and may even punish them.
今天如果神问彼，主耶稣问彼得说，彼得，你爱不爱这个羊？
If the Lord Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love the sheep?"
这种的牧养是有选择性的。
Then this kind of pastoring has a choice.
人都有自己的 preference， 人都有自己的喜好啊。
And we all have our own preferences.
啊，是不是那个长得可爱的？
Maybe this one's more lovable.
啊，那个个性温柔的。
Or the other one's more gentle.
啊，那个啊态度很好的。
Or this one has good attitude.
啊，那个很懂事听话的。
And this one's very mature.
啊，每一个人啊都会喜欢这种又乖巧又可爱的啊。
And everyone would like to love those who are gentle and lovable.
哦，所以啊，今天可爱的你爱他。
And so today you love the ones that are lovable.
啊，但是啊，明天啊，你遇到那个不可爱的，你要怎么办呢
？And tomorrow if you meet one that's not lovable, then what will you do?
哦，所以啊，主耶稣问彼得说：“彼得，彼得，你爱不爱我？”他没有问他爱不爱那个羊啊。
And so the Lord Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" He did not ask him, "Do you love the sheep?"
因为你如果爱耶稣，你就能够包容羊的不可爱。
Because if you love the Lord Jesus, then you can love those who are not lovable.
你如果能够爱耶稣，你就能够包容信徒当中的不可爱。
And if you love the Lord Jesus, then you can love the members who may not be lovable.
真的，在世界上有各种人啊。
And in this world, there are many kinds of
people. 啊，在教会里面有各种不一样的人啊。
And the same way it is, it's also in the church.
个性不同，脾气不同，生长背景不同，观念不同，做事方法不同。
We have different personality, different background, different characteristics.
哦，所以难 免我们会遇到一些我们自己觉得不可爱的人啊。
And so we may encounter those who we feel are not lovable.
有的人的个性比较奇怪。
And some people may have a very strange behavior.
有人的脾气可能不是太好。
And some people may have bad temper.
啊，所以如果你是因人而异，你是看人喜不喜欢来决定爱不爱他。
And so if you look at the person and try to decide whether or not you can love him.
啊，教会里面一定是一团混乱。
Then the church will be very chaotic.
啊，但是为什么今天我们的教会能够像一家人一样的一起生活呢？
But why is it that in our church we could live like a big family?
因为我们爱的不是人。
Because the one we love are
not man. 因为我们不是为了人来侍奉的。
We do not serve because of man.
我们因为爱神，所以学会爱人。
Because we love God, so we learn to love man.
我们因为爱神，所以愿意牺牲。
And because we love God, so we are willing to sacrifice and serve.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要被神所验证啊。
And here it says we need to be approved by God.
不是要让人喜欢我们。
It's not so that other people can find favor.
乃是要讨神的喜悦啊。
It's so that we can find favor in God.
所以我们今天在做圣工啊。
And so when we're doing holy work today,
不要去做一些让人喜欢我们的事情啊。
We shouldn't do things that will please man.
我们不是在做那个 popularity contest, 不是做看谁啊，谁比较，那叫什么哈？谁比较受大家喜欢呢、啊、
？And this is not a popularity contest.
有时候啊，有的宗教教育的老师啊
，And sometimes there are RE teachers.
哇，带糖果、饼干、巧克力。
They will bring a candy and chocolates to the class.
他说我要做学生。The most favorite teacher, 学生最喜欢的老师啊。
And the teachers may say that I want to become the favorite teacher of the students.
我告诉你，你今天有巧克力，他爱你一下。
And today you may have the chocolate and they will love you for the moment.
你身上没有巧克力，对不起，他不认识你啊。
And when you don't have the chocolate, then they will no longer know you.
啊，这有什么意义？
And so what is the meaning?
那我们今天要追求的是什么？
What should we pursue today?
我们要追求做一个对孩子真正有帮助的老师啊。
We need to become a teacher that is truly beneficial to the children.
能够被神所纪念。
And so that we can be remembered by God.
最后也能够被你的孩子所纪念。
In the end, we can also be remembered by our students.
有一次啊，我们跟一个传道在聊天啊。
And one time I was having a conversation with a preacher.
那个传道就跟我说哦。
And the preacher said to me,
他说啊，我小时候啊，很调皮，很坏啊。
And he said that when I was younger, I was very naughty.
啊，教会的信徒、老师都受不了我啊，到处作乱啊。
And none of the members or the teachers can stand me because I'm always causing trouble.
我讲的不是我自己啊。
And I'm not talking about myself.
别人真的是别人啊。
And this is truly another preacher.
他就讲说，哇，小时候真的很坏，很坏，老师都受不了他。
And he said that he was truly behaving very badly. None of the teachers can control him.
甚至有的老师说啊 ，give up 吧，说这个孩子没救了。
And some teacher even give up and say that there's no use trying to teach.
他的父母也管不了他。
And his parents also cannot control him.
他说，但是他有一个老师从来没有放弃他。
But he said there was one teacher that never gave up on him.
除了在教会里面教他以外，
Aside from teaching him in the church.
老师还会跑去他家啊。
The teacher will even go to his house.
帮他补习功课。
And to help him with his homework.
讲圣经故事给他听。
And to tell him Bible stories.
学校有问题，教会的老师也跑去跟他学校的老师沟通。
And when he caused trouble at school, this teacher will go to school to talk to the teachers at school.
这个传道告诉我哦。
And this preacher told me.
他说啊，他那时候啊，觉得说，终于有人真正是爱他的、啊。
He said that at that time he felt that there is someone that truly loves him.
他知道自己不可爱。
And he knows that he is not lovable.
所以他心里有准备，没有人会爱他。
And so he was preparing his heart that no one would love him.
他已经很习惯大家用那种不喜欢的眼光看他啦。
And he's already very used to people looking at him with unaccepting eyes.
但是一个老师却改变了这个孩子的一生。
But this one teacher changed his life.
因为他不可爱，但是仍然有人爱他。
Because he was not lovable, but someone still loved him.
他说对他的感动特别的大啊。
And so he said that this touched him very much.
所以他说为了这个老师的缘故，他开始改变。
And so he said because of this teacher, he started to change.
为了这个老师的缘故，他开始用功读书。
And because of this teacher, he became very studious.
为了这个老师的缘故，他开始努力聚会。
And because of this teacher, he came to service.
几十年之后，他全身奉献出来做传道。
And after a few decades, he offered himself to become a preacher.
你能够爱那个不可爱的。
If you can love the ones that are not lovable,
你能够爱那个没人要的，
if you can love those who no one wants,
因为你是被主的爱所充满啊，
because we are filled by the love
of God. 所以约翰一书告诉我们哦，
and so 1 John tells us,
他说我们爱因为神先爱我们啊，
that we love because God first loved us.
所以我们今天为什么能够侍奉蒙主纪念？
And so today, how is it that we can serve and be remembered by God?
我们的侍奉是要让神喜悦啊。
Our service must be pleasing to God.
而不是要讨人欢心啊。
And it's not to please man.
啊，第二个这里告诉我们说，我们的侍奉，我们看回来《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章哦。
Let's turn back to First Thessalonians chapter
one. 帖撒罗尼迦前书一章的第五节。
First Thessalonians chapter one verse five.
啊，第五节说，因为我们从来没有用谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的哈。所以一个人的侍奉要被神所验中啊。
And so in order for our service to be approved by God,
第一，我们的侍奉是要努力讨神喜悦。
That our first, our service needs to be pleasing to God.
第二，我们的侍奉当中不可以藏着贪心的念头啊。
And the second, our service must not contain greed.
所以不管我们在做什么
哦。So regardless of what we do.
都不是为了自己的好处啊。
It is not for our own benefit.
不管我们怎么侍奉。
No matter how we serve.
我们都不是求人的掌声啊。
This is not to receive applause.
什么叫做侍奉当中藏着贪心？
What does it mean for our service to contain greed?
就是希望说你要从侍奉当中得到一些好处啊。
And that is through your service you wish to benefit.
所以感谢主啊，我觉得真耶稣教会整个体系啊非常的良好啊。
And so I thank the Lord that I feel the True Jesus Church has a very good system.
在真耶稣教会里面啊，传道工人跟地方教会的财务是分开的，是没有关系的。
Our preachers and the local church finances are separate.
我们是不跟地方教会领薪水。
And we do not receive our salaries from the local church.
更不是跟某一个有钱人来拿生活费。
And we do not receive our living allowance from a certain rich member.
我觉得这个样子比较健全啊。
I believe this is more healthy.
因为今天如果我的生活是靠你来养。
And because if today I depend my livelihood on you.
那可能我今天在讲台啊，这样就没有办法站得太稳啊。
And perhaps I will not be able to stand as firm on this pulpit.
有些话可能不敢讲啊。
I may not be able to say certain things.
有些事可能，有些错误可能不敢指出来啊。
And I may not be willing to point out certain mistakes.
所以我们的关系非常单纯。
And so our relationship is very simple.
就是我在这里把神的话跟大家分享。
And that is I stand here to share with you the words of God.
所以啊，我们今天呢、啊、要维持这种单纯的关系。
And so today we need to maintain this simple relationship.
侍奉当中不要掺杂的太多，不要掺杂任何的贪念。
And in our service, we should not have any greed.
同龄的互动当中不要有金钱上面的好处。
And between the, our interaction with the members, we shouldn't have any financial, relationship.
有一次啊，我去参加一场丧礼哦。
And one time I went to, attend a funeral.
因为那是我们教会的信徒。
And this is a funeral of our church member.
但是呢，因为他们的全家只有他一个老人家信主啊。
Because in the whole family, only this, person believe in the Lord.
他的整个家族啊，所有其他的人都是另外一个基督教派的、啊、
and the rest of his family belonged to another church.
所以啊，他们就是请外教，请他们教会的牧师来主持丧礼。
And so their family invited the preacher from their church. To host the funeral.
但是我们还是去参加啦。
But we still went to attend.
毕竟他是我们的信徒哈。
Because this member is one of our.
我印象很深啊。
And this was made a very deep impression on.
那个牧师讲到一半哦。
When this pastor, when he was giving a sermon halfway through it,
突然停下来。
He suddenly stopped.
因为很奇怪啊，哪有人家丧礼一半停下来的、啊？
And I felt it was very strange that he stopped right in the middle.
停下来做什么
？And what did he do?
开始传盘子。
He started to pass around a plate.
传盘子干什么
？What did he pass around this plate?
你来参加，你要捐钱啊，要缴钱啊。
And if you come to attend this service, you need to give money.
然后就一个盘子开始这样一直传，开始收钱。
And so they started to pass around this plate to collect money.
为什么用盘子？
Why did they use a plate?
因为哦，盘子如果你丢铜板，叮叮叮叮啊，你不会不好意思吗？
And if they use a plate, if you throw on a coin, it will make a loud sound.
你要是不想丢脸，请你丢纸钞啊。
And if you don't want to be embarrassed, then you should give paper bills.
所以啊，用盘子传啊，传一圈回来啦。
And so they use a plate and pass around through the whole congregation.
可能哦，因为啊，当场啊，大概有三分之一是真耶稣教会的信徒啊。
And at that time, about one third of them, one third of the people in attendance was from our church.
我们教会没有这一招的、啊。
And this was not something that our church practiced.
所以我们很多信徒不知道要干什么啊。
And so many of our members did not know what to do.
啊，你给我，我就给他，这样一直传传传，又传传传一圈啊，没有人拿钱出来啊。
And so they just passed on the plate without putting money on it, and it went around in this way.
然后又传第二轮。
And then it came around a second time.
所以啊，真的整个丧礼啊，就这样停在那里哦，等着传了两轮的盘子传回来了。
And so this whole funeral stopped until this plate passed around twice.
更过分的是啊，在隔壁的房间啊，牧师直接把钱倒出来开始数啊。
And what is even more incredible is that this pastor just started counting the money in the next room right away.
那我们就坐在那边了，一直在看了，因为看得到隔壁房间嘛，看他跟那个 funeral home 的那个负责的人啊，两个在那里数钱啊。
And because we could see him from where we sit, so we see that he is counting the money with the funeral home coordinator.
啊，然后啊，我们看一看啊，哎，奇怪，他们数完了，那个牧师就走回来了。
And after they counted the money, this pastor came back.
最离谱的是，他居然包包拿着人就走了。
And even more extreme is that he picked up his bag and he left.
我们从来没有遇到过这种事情啊。
We have never seen this before.
丧礼到一半，牧师居然跑掉了。
This halfway through the funeral, the pastor left.
牧师生气啊，钱不够啊。
And this pastor was angry that there was not enough money.
因为他是 professional 啊，照小时算钱的。
Because he is a professional, he is paid by the hour.
哇，整个丧礼就停在那里啊！啊，你看我看你怎么办呢
？And this whole funeral just stopped in the middle, and no one knew what to do.
啊，抓抓头啊，真耶稣教会的执事就上去带丧礼啦。
And we just scratched our head, and one of the deacons from our church came out to lead the funeral.
啊，我们就把这个丧礼帮他办完了。
And so we completed the funeral for him.
啊。感谢主啦，因为有这件事情哦。
And we thank the Lord because of this event.
后来啊，我们后来这个丧家哦，就是我们过世这个信徒的家人啊。
And this the family member of this member of ours.
一怒之下、啊、就来真耶稣教会慕道啊。
And they were so angry that they came to our church to seek the truth.
啊，就变成我们的信徒啦。
And they became our members.
有时候你会发觉说啊，有人侍奉是带着利益啊，带着贪心啊。
And so you can see that sometimes some services servitude contains greed.
那有一次啊，我去看一个慕道朋友哦。
And one time I went to visit a truth seeker.
啊，那个慕道朋友啊，我到他家啊，他就跟我讲说怎么算。
And when the truth seeker, the first thing he asked me when I arrived at his house is how much.
我说啊，怎么算？算什么
？And I asked him, what do you mean how much?
他说，哎，那个牧师啊，因为他们叫我们牧师嘛。他说，牧师啊，你来一次啊，这个终点跟车马怎么算呢？
And he asked me, Pastor, how much do you charge for one visit and your transportation fees?
啊，牧师啊，我的孩子生病哈、哦，你这个按手一次多少钱
？And he asked me, my children is sick. How much will you charge to lay hands on him?
哇，头抓抓，免费，免费啊
！I scratched my head and I told him it's free.
啊，因为他告诉我说啊，他们的教会就是这样啊。
And because he told me this is how his church operated.
啊，来教会吃中饭多少钱？
And when he comes to church, and they would charge him for lunch.
请牧师到家里多少钱
？And they would charge him for the pastors to visit him.
按手一次多少钱
？And they would charge him to lay hands and pray for him.
我说哎呀，有时候啊，如果侍奉当中带着贪心呐、啊、
，And so sometimes if our servitude contains greed.
他说这种侍奉是神所不喜悦的。
And this is the kind of servitude that is not pleasing to God.
不被验证，侍奉是徒然的。
And if the service is not approved, then we are serving in vain.
啊，有一次啊，我遇到啊，在纽约哈、啊、遇到另外一个基督教派的一个他们的牧师哦。
And once in New York, I encounter a pastor from another church.
啊，聊一聊天呢，他就说啊，他就跟我讲说啊，你们教会人不少嘛。
And when we're having a conversation, he mentioned that we have many members in our church.
啊，我说还好了，感谢主啦。
And I said it is enough. We thank the Lord.
他说啊，你们在搞什么？
And he asked me, what are you doing?
他说、啊、我们教会只有六个人。
And he says that in my church, we only have six people.
还跟我讲说六个人就刚好，六个人就够了。
And he said to me, six people is enough, and six people is perfect.
我就想说很奇怪啊，教会不是人越多越好吗
？And I think to myself, shouldn't we have more members in the church?
还问我说你们在搞什么？弄那么多人做什么
？And he asked me, what are you doing? Why do you have so many members?
他说我们就六个人。
And he says we only have six people.
啊，然后我们的工作呢，就是每天到养老院去看老人。
And the work that we do is we visit the convalescent home every day.
啊，每天就是去养老院里面啊，去陪老人聊天啊，帮他弄点吃的啊，做他的朋友啊。
And their job is to visit the convalescent home and converse with the elderly and become their friends.
他说哇，我告诉你啊，美国很多老人家啊，哇，很孤单啊。
And he says that there are many elderly in the United States are very lonely.
子女都不管他、啊。
Their children do not care for.
我告诉你一个秘密哦。
I will tell you a secret.
你多陪他，他死了，遗产全部留给你的教会啊。
If you spend more time with them, they will leave all their inheritance to your church.
他说啊，我们六个人分啊，刚好啊。
And it says that when we divide among the six of us, this is perfect.
他说你们教会这么多人啊，养起来不会很辛苦吗？
And it says you have so many people in your church, isn't it very difficult to support
everyone? 他也说他是教会啊。
And he says that he is a church.
他也是说他在服侍啊，他在拜神啊。
And he also says that he's serving God.
但是服侍当中充满了贪心啊。
But his service is filled with greed.
不被验中，被神所弃绝啊。
And these will not be approved by God and will be forsaken.
所以我们今天侍奉神啊，不可以存着贪心哦。
And so today when we serve the Lord, it cannot contain greed.
我们看回来哈。
If we turn back to
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter
1. 第二章哈，第二章第六节哈。
Chapter 2 verse 6.
第六节说，我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们求荣或别人求荣耀啊。啊，这里告诉我们第三个要被神验中的方法啊。
And the third way to be approved by God.
第一，不要讨人的喜悦。
First is not to seek to please man.
第二，有神做见证。良心平安，你没有藏着贪心。
And second, that with the testimony of God, that your service does not contain greed.
啊，第三，在这里告诉我们说，我们不要向别人求荣耀啊。
And third is that we should not be seeking praise from man.
那一个基督徒可不可以求荣耀？
And can a Christian seek glory?
我们可能一听到这个荣耀两个字啊，哇，马上退三步啊。
When we hear the word glory, we may take a few steps back.
啊，因为真耶稣教会的信徒啊，对这个荣耀这两个字很敏感啊。
Because we're very sensitive to the word glory.
啊，所以我如果问你啊，可不可以求荣耀？
So if I ask you, can you seek glory?
你一定说不可以，荣耀归于神。
And you will say that we cannot seek glory for ourselves.
人怎么可以求荣耀呢？
How can man seek glory?
啊，真的是这样子吗？
And is this truly the way it's supposed to be?
我们来看一下约翰福音哦。
Let's turn to the book of John.
我们看约翰福音的第十七章哈。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音的第十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章的第一节。
John chapter 17 verse 1.
耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。”第二节
Verse 2.
啊，正如你曾赐他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。第三
Verse 3.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，就是永生。第四
Verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事我已经成全了。第五
Verse 5.
父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，这是就是未有世间以前我同你所有的荣耀哈。啊，这个是耶稣最后的祷告啊。
And this is the last prayer of the Lord Jesus.
啊，在这里耶稣祷告向神求荣耀啊。
And here the Lord Jesus prays to God to ask for glory.
主耶稣说他凡事给我们留下榜样。
And the Lord Jesus says that he has set an example in all things for
us. 哦，所以主耶稣可以求荣耀，表示你跟我，我们都可以求荣耀。
So if the Lord Jesus can ask for glory, then you and I can also ask for glory.
啊，但是在这里我们要看清楚，要看明白啊。
But here we need to understand.
跟谁求荣耀？
Who do we ask for glory?
主耶稣从来没有跟世人求荣耀。
The Lord Jesus never asked the people of the world for glory.
主耶稣侍奉不是希望你给他拍拍手说他很棒。
And the Lord Jesus served not to seek the applause from man.
哇，主耶稣啊，你做好多工作啊，你好棒，给你按一个赞啊。
And this is not so that we could say, the Lord Jesus, you have done a great job. We approve of you.
那主耶稣不需要你来给他荣耀啊。
And the Lord Jesus does not need glory from us.
也不需要人来的掌声。
And he does not need applause from man.
所以当今天主耶稣求荣耀，是向天上的父来求啊。
And so here the Lord Jesus asks for glory from God in heaven.
有什么资格可以求荣耀？
And what are the qualifications to ask for glory?
啊，在这里主耶稣说，你所托付我的事，我都已经成全了。
And here the Lord Jesus said, I have accomplished everything you have entrusted me.
啊，所以你跟我可不可以求荣耀？
So can we ask for glory?
可以的，你可以求荣耀的。
Yes, you could ask for glory.
但是第一个要求。
But the first requirement.
你要完成主所托付你的事情啊。
You must complete the work that the Lord Jesus has entrusted you to do.
认识神所托付给你的使命。
And you must understand the commission of God.
请问你知道神托付你的使命是什么吗？
And do we know what the Lord has commissioned us to do?
啊，有时候我们都不太想这个问题啊。
Sometimes we do not think about this question.
我们有时候觉得我的责任就是有来聚会，懂得奉献，不犯罪，我就 OK 啦。
And sometimes we think that as long as we come to church and we do not sin and we offer, then this is fine.
我告诉你啊，你错了。
I tell you this is wrong.
今天神选召我们到他的家里来，绝对有原因，绝对有目的的。
And today God has chosen us to become part of His household. There is a purpose.
神绝对不会做没有意义的事情。
God will not do something that is meaningless.
所以你跟我，我们的生命当中都有托付了，被神所托付的一个使命。
And so you and I have been entrusted with a commission by God.
是神期望你在你的人生里面能够完成的侍奉。
And it's something that the Lord wishes that you can complete in your life.
你的使命跟我可能是不一样。
And your commission may be different from
mine. 你的托付跟我是不一样的。
And what the Lord has entrusted you may be different from what He's entrusted me.
但是你一定有被托付的使命。
There must be something that you have been entrusted with.
请问一下，你知道你被托付的使命是什么吗？
And do we know what we have been entrusted with?
请问你知道神选召你来的目的在哪里吗？
Do we know why God has called us?
请问你知道你的人生里面神对你的期盼是什么？
Do we know what the Lord wishes for us in our life?
如果你不知道，你要赶快找啊。
If you do not know, you must find out.
赶快祷告，赶快问啊，主啊，你为我的人生，你的期盼是什么？你给我的使命在哪里？
We must ask and pray and ask the Lord what is His, what has He entrusted us to do.
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do?
如果你已经知道了，
If you already know,
你就要问问自己啊。
Then you need to ask yourself.
主啊，我在你面前有没有活出一个配得的人生？
And have I lived a worthy life before you?
我有没有朝着你对我的期盼来不断的前进？
And have I progressed towards what you have wished for me?
哦，所以如果我们能够完成主所托付给我们的使命，
And so if we can accomplish what the Lord has entrusted us,
可以的，你可以求荣耀。
Then you could ask for glory.
但是这个荣耀不是让人给你的啊。
But this glory must not be from man.
你今天花出很多时间，付出很多努力来参与圣工。
And today you have exerted a lot of effort and time to serve.
如果最后你所得到的就是我给你拍拍手。
If the, what you have received in the end is my applause,
你不会觉得很 cheap 很没有价值吗？
Will you not feel that this was very cheap?
你如果最后所追求的就是我跟你说好棒好棒。
If what you pursue is so that I can tell you you've done a great job,
你不会觉得你的侍奉非常的没有意义吗？
Will you not feel that your service is very meaningless?
所以荣耀不要求人给你啊。
And so we should not ask for glory from man.
因为当你今天被人记住，你就被神忘记了啊。
Because if you are remembered by man, then you are forgotten by God.
你得到人的掌声，对不起，天上奖赏就没有了。
If you receive applause from man, then you will lose your treasure in heaven.
哦，所以在这里第三告诉我们说，我们不向别人求荣耀。
And so here the third thing tells us that we do not seek glory from others.
我们可以向天父求荣耀。
But we can ask the Lord for glory.
但是在求荣耀以前，
But before we ask for glory,
我们先问问自己，
We need to ask ourselves,
主所托付我们的事，
The things that the Lord has entrusted to us,
我们完成了吗？
Have we accomplished
it? 我们看回来帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let's turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章哦。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
好，所以我们刚刚讲到侍奉要被验证的三种态度啊。
And here we talk about the three attitudes that we must have in order for our service to be
approved. 不讨人喜欢。
If we do not seek to please others,
不藏着贪心,
does not contain greed,
不向人求荣耀,
we do not seek for glory from man.
我们看第七节,
let's read verse 7.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章第七节,
1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7.
在这里说, 只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。第八节
，verse eight，
我们既是这样的爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连我们的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。第九节
，verse nine。
第九节，弟兄啊，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累啊。这里第三啊，在这里啊，保罗讲到啊，他的服事对信徒的表现啊。
And here, Paul talked about his, how his service appeared to others.
在这里说啊，我对你们存心温柔，如同母亲在养自己的孩子一样啊。
And it says that I am gentle among you like a mother caring for his children.
一个母亲爱自己的孩子，在这里是什么样的表现呢？
And how does a mother love her children?
他说啊，我把神的福音传给你们。
That he says that I shared the gospel of God with you.
所以一个真正的爱是有教导的。
And so the true love has a way of educating.
什么叫做母亲的爱？
What is the love of a mother?
母亲的爱包含着管教自己的儿女啊。
And the love of a mother includes disciplining her children.
这个真正的爱，
and a true love.
绝对不是放纵让孩子爱怎么做爱怎么玩都没有关系的。
It's not to allow our children to indulge in their own desires.
今天我们在座有很多做父母的、啊、
And today we have many parents among us.
如果你爱你的孩子
If you love your children,
你非常非常的爱他
And if you love them very much,
结果、啊、他在家里、啊、喜欢玩火啊，哇，那个点火炉啊，玩火柴啊，打火机啊。
But they like to play with fire, lighting the stove or lighting matches and lighters at home.
哇，作为一个妈妈，哇，我爱我的孩子爱到爱啊，爱到骨头里去啦。
And if you, as a mother, you love your children so much.
你喜欢玩火啊。
And you like to play with fire.
来来来，妈妈那个汽油也拿来啦，什么全部都拿来啦。
You will bring them, will you bring them gasoline and all the other combustibles?
我好爱你呀、啊，来尽量烧，尽量烧。
I love you so much. Here, go ahead and play with the fire.
这个是一个母亲爱孩子的方法吗
？Is this the way that a mother loves her children?
所以呀、啊，一个母亲爱孩子，她的爱当中包含着管教。
And so a mother, her love to the children contains discipline.
啊，一个，所以主耶稣爱我们，爱中也包含着教训啊。
And so the Lord Jesus loves us. It also contains His love also contains discipline.
所以在这里啊，保罗对信徒说。
And so here Paul says to the members.
他说我爱你们如同母亲在爱孩子一样。
I love you like a mother caring for her children.
第一件事就是我把神的道理、神的福音传给你们啊。
And the first thing is that I give you the gospel of God.
真正的爱教育管在真正的爱叫做管。管教的爱
and the first the true love contains discipline
真正的爱叫做教导的爱
and a true love is a guiding love
是在教导当中使我们的孩子循规蹈矩走在正路上面
and in guiding our children we guide them to walk on the way of God
所以啊圣经里面告诉我们、啊、说主所爱的他必管教哦
and so here the Bible tells us that the Lord will discipline those that he loves
我们今天在带领宗教教育的学生
And when we're teaching our students in religious education,
我们今天在带领教会里面的慕道朋友
we're guiding our true seekers,
我们今天在带领我们自己所生的儿女
and we're guiding our own children,
这个爱当中一定要带着教导
within this love must have a guidance and discipline.
啊，教导什么？这里说我把神的福音给你们啊
and here it says that we give you the gospel of God.
那第二说，因你们是，第二说。连我们自己的性命也愿意给你们。
And secondly, he says that I'm even willing to give you my own life.
哦，所以第一，母亲的爱在于给予教导。
And so first, the love of the mother contains guidance and discipline.
第二，母亲的爱在于愿意牺牲啊。
And the second, the love of the mother contains sacrifice.
他说，连我的性命都愿意给你们。
And says that I'm willing to even give you our life.
很多时候啊，要带领慕道者真的不容易啊。
And sometimes it's difficult to bring a true seeker.
你可能要放下你手上的工作。
You may need to put down what you're doing.
你可能要牺牲你自己休闲的时间。
You may need to sacrifice your own time of rest.
你可能甚至要付出你自己的金钱。
You may even need to exert and give up your own money.
这叫做母亲的爱，叫做牺牲啊。
And this is the love of a mother, which contains sacrifice.
你看啊，你看那个母亲的爱为什么常被世人所推崇哦
？And why is it that the love of a mother is often emphasized by the people of the world?
啊，甚至有人说啊，神赐给我们每个人母亲，让我们能够揣摩神对我们的慈爱啊。
And some people will even say that God gave us a mother so that we can understand His love.
但我还记得有一次啊，我到波士顿帮忙灵恩会的时候。
Remember once when I was in Boston for spiritual convocation.
啊，结果我把我的太太、孩子通通都带一起带去了。
I brought my wife and my children with me.
啊，结果啊，那一天晚上啊，我女儿开始发烧。
And that night, my daughter started to have a fever.
而且啊，发高烧啊。
And she had a high fever.
啊，所以啊，我太太就很紧张啦。
And so my wife was very very anxious.
啊，看完医生回来就有那 walking clinic 啊，就是看完医生回来，高烧还是没有退啊。
We went to walking clinic and the fever still did not subside.
啊，所以医生说要注意啊。
And so the doctor said we must be careful.
啊，但是啊，我因为我隔天一早就是隔天就是灵恩会啦。
But the next day was a spiritual convocation.
啊，所以我太太就叫我先睡。
And so my wife told me to go to sleep first.
啊，我还记得啊，那个时候啊，到半夜啊，大概一点的时候啊，我太太我到一点的时候，我们还在帮那个孩子测体温呢、啊。
And I remember at 1 a.m, we're still trying to take our daughter's temperature.
啊，但是啊，因为工作的关系，所以我就先睡了。
But because I had worked the next day, so I went to sleep first.
啊，我还记得、啊、我大概5点多的时候醒过来哈、啊。
I remember I woke up around 5 a.m.
啊，那一幕啊，很难忘记啊。
And I can, it's very difficult for me to forget the scene.
啊，我太太啊，就坐在那个床的角落哦。
I see my wife sitting by the edge of the bed.
啊，背靠着墙壁。
And her back was against the wall.
我女儿就躺在她旁边。
And my daughter was laying next to her.
我太太就这样手这样子，哎，翻一下看看她的体温啊。
And so my daughter put my wife put my put her hand on my daughter to feel her temperature.
我醒过来的第一幕就是看到这样。
And this is the first thing I saw when I woke up.
那其实讲实话，那时候看到的时候心里很感触很深啊。
At that time, this scene moved me very much.
虽然是我自己的太太，我自己的孩子啊。
Although this is my wife and my children.
但是啊，我那一幕对母亲爱孩子爱到深处的。那种感受啊，非常的强烈啊。
I could strongly feel the way that the mother loves her children.
我太太一整晚都没有睡啊。
My wife did not sleep the whole night.
啊，整晚就是啊，一阵子就这样看一下她的体温，一阵子就看一下她的体温。
And she would check her temperature every once in a while.
因为孩子是母亲心头上的肉啊。
And because the children are like a part of the mother.
那我就想说啊，这就是我太太爱孩子的方法。
And I thought to myself, this is the way my wife loves the children.
啊，这也是我妈妈爱我的心情啊。
And this is also the same way my mother loves me.
啊，所以啊，还是电话拿起来啊，打个电话给妈妈啊。
And so we should try to pick up the phone and call our mother.
有时候我们都不太知道或不太感觉啊。
And sometimes we may not know or we may not feel it.
但是你知道吗？妈妈为了自己的孩子可以付出一切的。
But we must understand that the mother can give up everything for her children.
这叫做牺牲到底啊。
And this is sacrificing everything.
那主耶稣爱我们，好像妈妈在爱自己的孩子一样啊。
And the Lord Jesus loves us like a mother loves her children.
可以为我们牺牲一切啊。
That is able to sacrifice everything for us.
保罗说，我爱你们如同妈妈爱孩子一样啊。
And Paul says, I love you like a mother cares for her children.
连命给你都可以啊。
I'm willing to even give you my life.
如果我们今天可以用这样的方式来爱我们的教会。爱我们的信徒。
If we could we could love our church and our members in this way.
教会怎么可能不发展？
And how can the church not progress?
家庭当中怎么可能没有爱心？
How can there not be love within the family?
团契当中怎么可能没有神的同在？
And how could there not be the abidance of God in our fellowship?
问题在你能牺牲吗？
But the question is, can you sacrifice?
问题在你爱得下去吗？
The question is, can you love?
所以在这里他说，母亲啊，我愿意为你牺牲一切啊。
And so here it says that like a mother, I'm willing to give up everything for you.
因为你是我所疼爱的。
Because you are the one I love.
第九节说，弟兄们啊，你要纪念我们辛苦劳碌昼夜做工啊。
And here it says, brothers, remember our toil and hardship.
所以啊，母亲乳养孩子啊，第一在于在爱中的教导。
And the first thing a mother's love is guidance and discipline.
啊，第二是无条件的牺牲。
And secondly, that they love without reserving anything.
第三叫做辛苦劳力努力做工啊。
And the third is that they toil in hardship.
啊，所以有时候我们看妈妈在家里啊。
So sometimes we look at mother at home.
没有怨言的承担一个家里所有的劳碌。
And they take up all the labors of the family without complaint.
所以作为孩子的我们
，so as children，
要能够体谅母亲的爱啊。
We need to understand our mother's love.
因为母亲爱，所以她愿意为你做一切。
Because the mother loves you, so that she is willing to do everything.
因为母亲爱，所以她为你愿意为你牺牲劳碌。
Because your mother loves you, she is willing to sacrifice.
因为母亲爱，所以她愿意为你付出。
And because your mother loves you, so she is willing to offer everything.
所以在这里，一方面我们希望所有的人都能够回想、纪念，并且感受母亲对我们的慈爱。
And so we want to, we wish that everyone can remember and understand what our mother has given.
不要把一切都视为理所当然，好像妈妈欠你的一样啊。
We shouldn't see everything as things are the way they are supposed to be.
另外一方面是教导我们今天所有在教会服事的工人。
And second is that we need to teach all the workers of our church.
你既然爱神的教会
，If you love the church of God，
你就要辛苦劳碌。然后昼夜做工啊。
You need to toil and labor and do work constantly.
为了教会的缘故。
And because of the church.
为了信徒的缘故。
Because of the members.
为了慕道者的缘故。
And because of the truth seekers.
要辛苦劳碌啊。
We need to toil.
我们再看回来第十节啊。
Let's turn to verse 10.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章第十节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10.
第十节说，我向你们信主的人是何等的圣洁公义。无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。十一
，verse 11，
你们也要晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。十二节
，verse 12，
要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国、 得他荣耀的神。那在这里保罗继续讲啊。
And here Paul continues to say.
保罗说啊，我像母亲乳养孩子一样的爱你们。
And I love you like a mother cares for her children.
啊，我也像父亲一样的教导、指教、引领你们的脚步。
And I'm also like a father, how the father deals with his own children.
啊，在这里说父亲的脚步是什么
？And what is the way of the father?
这里保罗说，我像你们是何等的圣洁、公义、无可指摘。
And it says that to you, I am holy, righteous, and blameless.
哦，所以父亲的角色第一叫做榜样。
And so the role of the father, the first thing is to be an example.
啊，保罗在这里说，你看我在你的眼中是圣洁、公义的。
And here Paul says that in your eyes I am holy and righteous.
无可指摘，凡事留下榜样。
And I blameless and give you example in all things.
父亲是孩子的榜样。
And the father is the role model of the children.
哎，有时候啊，你看哦，你看那个小孩什么样子，你大概看他爸爸就是什么样子啊。
And sometimes you could look at the way the children behaves and you could see how the father will behave.
好，所以我们常讲啊 ，like father like son 哦，啊，爸爸怎么样啊，孩子大概就是什么样子啊。
So we often say like father like son.
那所以啊，有时候啊，我们如果孩子很不乖啊
，So sometimes if our children behave badly.
如果我们的孩子很不爱来教会啊
，If our children do not like to come to church.
我们的孩子如果很不重视信仰啊
，If our children do not emphasize their faith.
请我们不要啊，马上跑去骂宗教教育的老师啊。
We shouldn't first rebuke the religious education teachers.
啊，先去看看镜子。
We need to look in the mirror first.
啊，然后骂骂镜子里面那个人啊。
And rebuke the person in the mirror.
啊，今天呢，孩子生活出问题，爸爸要负很大的责任哦。
If there's something wrong with our children's life, the father needs to take the responsibility.
啊，家里信仰有问题啊，爸爸要负完全的责任啊。
If there is a problem with the faith within the family, the father needs to bear the responsibility.
很多时候啊，我们父母亲在骂孩子哦。
And sometimes when when the parents are rebuking the children.
你知道吗？你最受不了，你骂的最凶的，常常就是你自己的问题呀。
And sometimes the problem that you cannot stand the most is your own problem.
小叮当有没有看过？
And have we ever see the cartoon character?
啊，日本的卡通有个叫小叮当的哦，哆啦 A 梦哦。
There is a Japanese cartoon called Doraemon.
啊，里面呢有一个小朋友啊，成绩非常非常的差。
There's a boy who has a very bad grades.
啊，他爸爸常常骂他，哎呀，你怎么这么笨，怎么成绩这么差
？And his father always rebuke him and say, why do you get such bad grades?
啊，结果啊，那个爸爸就说，爸爸小时候啊，成绩很好，老师很喜欢哦。
And the father would say, when I was younger, I had very good grades and I pleased the teachers.
啊，结果啊，这个小朋友啊，就坐时光机回去看他爸爸小时候怎么样子啊
？And so this boy took the time machine to see what his father was like when he was younger.
啊，结果找啊，找到教室门口啊，那个在罚站的就是他爸爸啊。
And when he came to the classroom, he saw a child being punished, and that was his father.
啊，为什么罚站啊？考零分啊，所以又在罚站啊。
And why was he being punished? Because he got a zero on his test.
啊，有时候啊，我们在骂孩子的，常常都是在讲自己啊。
And so sometimes when we're rebuking our children, we're actually rebuking ourselves.
如果我们自己对信仰不重视
，if we do not emphasize our own faith,
我们怎么能够期望养出敬虔的儿女呢
？How can we hope to have a faithful children？
啊，所以啊，有的爸爸一回家
，so sometimes when the fathers come home，
跟他的孩子讲啊
，they will say to their children，
啊，你有没有今天有没有读圣经啊
？Have you read the Bible today？
有没有祷告啊
？Have you prayed？
哦，要好好聚会哦。
You need to go to service。
啊，爸爸上班很累，爸爸负责看电视就可以了。
And I'm very tired from work。So I would just sit here and watch TV.
好，所以爸爸就坐在那边看电视啊。
And then they would sit down and watch.
啊，也没有聚会，也没有读经，也没有祷告，只负责看电视啊。
And they did not go to service, read the Bible or pray.
请问这样的父母亲要怎么样教出敬虔的儿女
？And I ask you, how can this kind of parents have faithful children?
所以保罗在这里说，我向你们父亲留下了一个好的榜样。
And so here Paul says, I as a father give you a good example.
圣洁、公义、无可指摘，你们可以做见证的。
I am a holy, righteous, and blameless.
所以我们今天在儿女面前是什么样的榜样
？So what kind of example are we to our children?
我们今天在信徒面前是什么样的榜样
？What kind of example are we to other members?
我们今天在慕道者面前是什么样的榜样
？What kind of example are we to our truth seekers?
我们今天希望我们今天的侍奉蒙神纪念。
If we want our service to be remembered by God.
父亲啊。老信徒啊，留下好的榜样吧。
As a father, as an old member, you need to have good examples.
那第二告诉我们说，我们在你们面前怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们啊
？And second, it says that I encourage and comfort you.
哦，在这里说我要教导你。
And here it says I urge you.
但是我也要安慰你啊。
But I will also encourage and comfort you.
不要只会骂。
And we should not only rebuke.
骂之后要给予安慰。
After rebuke, you need to give comfort.
教导之中要带领方向啊。
And in your discipline, you need to give direction.
哦，所以在第十二节哈。
And so in verse 12.
他说：“我像父亲待儿女哦，要叫你们行事为人对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神啊。”
And says that I urge you to live your life worthy of God who calls you into His kingdom and glory.
这个叫做方向。
And this is direction.
所以绝对不是只是责骂。
So it is not just rebuke.
而是责骂之后要给予安慰。
But after our rebuke, we need to give comfort.
安慰之后要给予方向，给予目标啊。
And after we comfort, we need to give direction.
哦，所以啊，我们看到在启示录里面哦。
And so we see in the book of Revelation.
你看启示录啊，讲到七间教会。
In the Revelations, talk about seven churches.
你会发觉啊，神跟七间教会讲话的方法都是一样的。
You can see that the way God speaks to the seven churches are the same.
第一，我知道。
First, he says, I know.
真的了解。
He truly knows.
第二，你不够的地方。
Second, your shortcomings.
第三，你还是有不错的。
And third, you still have things that I could commend you on.
第四，你要怎么改变。
And fourth, how should you change?
啊，这个是今天主耶稣今天在圣经当中给我们留下教导的方法。
And here, this is an example that the Bible gives us in discipline and guiding.
你要先能够真的了解啊。
First, you need to understand.
第二，你要能够看到孩子的优点啊。
Second, you need to see their good points.
第三，你要能够指出孩子的问题啊。
And third, you need to be able to point out the problems.
第四，你要告诉孩子怎么样做才对。
And fourth, you need to tell them what to do.
要有方向，要有目标。
You need to give them direction and purpose.
而绝对不是骂一骂，骂完就没有了。
And it shouldn't be just a solely of rebuke.
哦，所以在这里啊，他说我如同父亲一样啊。
And so here he says, I am like a father.
给你留下榜样。
I give you example.
给你正确教导。
I give you a correct discipline.
给你心中安慰。
And I give you comfort.
最后给你正确目标。
And lastly, I give you the right direction.
这才叫做一个牧养神教会的好工人。
And this is a good worker that pastors the church of God.
这才叫做一个真正爱孩子的宗教教育老师。
And this is truly a teacher that loves his students.
这个才叫做真正全心引领慕道朋友的信徒。
And this is a member who truly tries to guide the true seeker.
啊，但是不要忘记一件事情啊。
We should not forget one thing.
保罗先说母亲的慈爱。
Paul first speaks of the love of the mother.
才讲到父亲的严厉。
Then he talks about the sternness of the father.
他先强调母亲的牺牲。
And first he emphasized the sacrifice of the mother.
才讲到父亲的教导。
Then he talked about the discipline of the father.
这个顺序绝对不可以错。
And this order cannot be mixed up.
如果你只喜欢彰显父亲的权柄，
If you only like to show the authority of the father,
却没有办法让人感到你母亲的慈爱，
But you cannot let people feel your motherly love.
很抱歉啊，人家可能会怕你，但是他绝对不会尊重你啊。
So people will fear you, but they will not respect you.
啊，为什么保罗会受到信徒的尊重？
Why is it that Paul can be respected by the member?
其实保罗很凶的。
And in reality, Paul is very, very stern.
你看圣经里面讲说，保罗啊，讲话又严厉呀。
And the Bible says that Paul speaks very sternly.
哇，讲话非常的沉重哦。
And he speaks very heavy words.
哎，但是你知道吗？当保罗要离开的时候啊，信徒啊，大家痛哭啊，舍不得啊。
So when Paul was about to depart, many of the members would not, cannot bear to see him go.
为什么会这个样子呢？
Why is it like this?
因为信徒都感受到保罗如同母亲一样，愿意为你牺牲自己的生命。
Because the members can feel that Paul is like a mother, he is willing to sacrifice his life for them.
所以当保罗严严教导他们如同父亲一样的时候，他们可以接受，可以接受。
And so when Paul rebukes them sternly like a father, they can accept this.
啊，但是如果今天你只想要做父亲，
But today if you only want to be the father,
你只喜欢骂人，
You only like to rebuke others,
教训别人讲得很开心，
You like to rebuke and discipline others.
很抱歉啊，缺乏母亲的慈爱，没有人会理你的。
And if you do not have the love of the mother, no one will care about you.
更不会有人改变啊。
And no one will change because of you.
啊，但是今天因为感受到你母亲的爱。
But today, if they could feel your motherly love.
你如同母亲一样，愿意为信徒牺牲一切。
And if you're like a mother who's willing to sacrifice everything.
你知道吗？当你教导的时候，他会愿意听的。
When you discipline them, they will listen to
you. 啊，所以我们有时候看到有些宗教教育的老师啊，很有趣哦。
And we could see that it's very interesting, some of the religious education teachers.
有的老师很凶啊。
Some teachers are very stern.
哦，有时候啊，很奇怪啊，这个老师很凶，但是好，孩子都好爱他。
And the teacher may be very stern, but the children love them.
那为什么？因为孩子很敏感的。
Why is this? Because the children are very sensitive.
孩子知道谁是真正爱他的人。
The children knows who truly loves them.
所以当他觉得你很爱他。
So when they feel that you truly love them.
你即使严严的责备，他也知道你是为了他好。
Even though when you rebuke them sternly, they will know that this is for their own good.
所以我们今天要做一个蒙一个。我们今天要做一个神所认证的工人啊。
And so today to be a worker that's approved by God.
我们希望我们的所有的侍奉不徒然，不浪费时间。
We wish that all of our service is not in vain and not a waste of time.
记得要先做母亲，才有资格做父亲。
We need to remember that we need to be a mother first before we become a father.
要先学会牺牲，之后才会有托付。
And only when you first learn to sacrifice will you be given and entrusted with something.
啊，愿主耶稣带领我们哦。
May the Lord guide us.
啊，使我们每一个人的侍奉都有价值。
So that all of our service may be of value.
啊，能够蒙神所纪念啊。
That it could be remembered by God.
啊，我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们有写。